Hey there, my name is Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying podcast, where I tackle all those tough questions like which Star Wars movie is the best, and what is your favorite cheese, and would you let a vampire turn you? I also tackle some tougher topics like anxiety and depression, motherhood, what it's like to work in the medical field during the pandemic, and maybe spill the tea every now and then. So grab a drink and enjoy the ride. This is So This Is Me Trying podcast. Hello, good morning, witches.
Hello.
So this one's a little... Yeah, and say good morning. Say hi.
Good morning.
So this recording's a little differently because we're actually recording in the morning time versus recording in the evening.
Yeah, spooky night.
So,
time.
Yeah.
I think
so normally...
Scarier's the day.
But, so we're drinking coffee. We're eating some Krispy Kreme spooky donuts.
Spooky.
Getting ready for only the greatest weekend, one of the greatest weekends of the year. It's Halloween weekend.
Halloween.
Fuck yeah.
Close second's Arbor Day.
So, but yeah, so we're just drinking some coffee and thought we'd jump on here real quick because we were recapping. We watched the Blair Witch Project last night and... It's the first time that our oldest has ever watched it. So now if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, especially from like last year, I talked about the Blair Witch Project a few times, just that it was always a special movie for me because it was one that like I bought into the hype. If you know anything about the Blair Witch Project, then you know that the marketing and promo for that movie was pretty
guerrilla.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, it was a guerrilla.
It marketing. Was pretty smart. They, you know, they put on this whole propaganda. They pretty much made it seem like it was like real.
Yeah.
To the point where they even had people go looking for these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, they legit like people thought this was a real thing and this had really happened. So, you know, and then ultimately like they had a website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just one of those gullible kids that, like, totally fell for it and was, like, on the website.
People are missing.
Yeah, I just remember telling my dad. I'm like, Dad, like, this is real. Like, this was real footage. They're going to release it. And then only to come find out that, like, obviously none of it was real. But had to go see the movie anyway.
Goddamn commercial.
So, my dad, love him, took me and my cousin Chrissy to go see it in the movie theater. And, you know, it terrified me to the point where I would not, and I was very much like a nature kid growing up. Like I spent most of my summers, you know, making trails and hiking. My grandparents had, you can hear our child in the background.
Throwing apples.
Had 13 acres of land and they had a house, that was surrounded by woods essentially. So, you know, we used to go hiking and exploring and stuff, and I just spent a lot of time outside as a kid, and it made me not want to step foot back in the woods for a while after that movie.
I don't blame you.
So, anyway, so, you know, our plans kind of got hatched last night, so we were like, all right, let's just have, like, a spooky movie night. I'll make popcorn. We made popcorn the old-style way. We got some Halloween candy, and... The three of us, it was just kind of nice just, you know, to spend time with just our oldest. And we all kind of camped out in the living room and turned the lights off. And I lit candles and we watched the Blair Witch Project. And me being the type of person that I am, I totally told my kid that it was real.
Yeah, because
I was like, this is real. This is real footage. This all really happened. They still don't really know what happened.
You got to market it to them like it was my
So I pretty much did the same thing. Like, I was like, this is real. This was, like, footage they found. These are real people. And, like, I love...
Because without that, it's a stupid movie.
Without that, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
In retrospect, it's a pretty slow burning movie, and it's so funny. So I texted my dad, and I was like, "Hey, Dad, like, I was like, make him go watch the Blair Witch Project." He texted back, and he's like, "Snooze fest, fell asleep during that in the theater. Took you and Chrissy, and So, you know, my dad literally fell asleep pretty much all of the movie. He woke up the last 10 minutes and was like, I don't know anything that's happening. What is she screaming about? And that, and then it was over.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So anyway, so Morgan's watching it, and at first he's not really interested, because again, it is a pretty boring. A good 45 minutes of that morning of that movie is pretty slow. It's mm-hmm. just a slow burning it's movie. Just a build up. It's just a slow build up. So Morgan, like the first 30 minutes, he was like, we had to keep telling him to get off his phone, because he was just like, whatever, I don't understand what's going on. But I was like, but it's real. So then that kind of kept his intrigue going for a mm-hmm. while. Like, okay, well, what happens to him? Like, I know something bad's going to happen, but I don't know what. So that kept him interested just long enough. And then finally it was like the last 20 minutes is when he started pacing. Like, in the, he was no longer sitting. He was just like up pacing. I was like, dude, what's up? Like, I just know something bad's going to happen. I just need it to happen already. Like, I'm just ready for something to bad. It's like something's going to eat them or something's going to get them. And I was like, he's got to wait.
This is 1999.
Yeah. So, you know, we get through the movie, and of course, everyone knows it's like the last 10 minutes of that movie is what you're really even watching it for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it definitely got to him. It definitely startled him a little bit. He was like, but he had so many questions afterwards. Well, what happened? Was it the witch, or was it somebody else?
No, he
or
had
was
questions
it...
during, because after it was done, I was like, oh, it's fake. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, it's fake. You're like, that was me.
Yeah, I had him going pretty much the whole movie that it was real, so.
To the credits,
yeah.
You're like, it's fake.
Yeah, I was like, it's not real. None of this really happened.
Because that's how we felt when we watched it. You're like, what do you mean? It's just a movie that writers?
Yeah. So, but me, like, and it's funny because Morgan was, we had like a preliminary conversation of this morning. And Morgan even brought up, like, we were talking about it. And I said, it just show, like, to me, and a lot of people will disagree with this, but I've always been an indie movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've always really appreciated films that do not cost a lot of money, but get the point across with little to no glitz and glam.
Yep.
And I've always appreciated those types. I've always been an indie movie princess. It's always been something that I always just appreciate those movies more, because it takes a lot more. It may not take a lot more in money to make those movies, but it takes a lot more grit and work, and because you don't have a big production team behind you doing all of that. Just like indie podcasting. I don't have a big production team behind me doing all of this. So you appreciate those things more because you know how much work it takes just to make something like that. So,
and it was like an original idea.
Yeah.
Which is like... Well, Hollywood original.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, since then, Hollywood has taken it and made two more movies that were complete garbage. Like, I mean, I watched the second Blair. I watched the second one. So the second one, like, they go back to that house.
Yeah.
And that's where all of it kind of stems from, is like everything happens in that house or around that house or something.
Do they have GPS this time?
Well, yeah, I think it was, like, made a year later, so they might have had a little bit more, like, they go, so it's, like, another group of people that go to try to find out what happened to the other group of people, and I know something with that house, they end up being back at that house.
Listen, when you're trapped in the, lost in a magical
But I think
woods.
In the second one, they do show the witch, like, but again, it's kind of a slower, it's the same kind of concept, it's a slow burn, you don't see the witch until, like, the very last 2 seconds of the film.
Watching,
and I think it ends in the basement or something too, or up at the top of the house or something. And good. She ends up, so you know how at the end he's in the corner,
uh-huh.
and then something strikes her. Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's like the witch is in the corner or something like that. I don't know, something weird like that.
Well, it is weird.
I know, I watched it once and was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, because sometimes sequels are terrible.
Yeah, and that's one of those where the sequels were absolutely garbage. But yeah, but it just, you know, and like I was talking to Morgan about it, and I said, it just shows you that it doesn't take much to scare. I feel like you don't need the big, you know, $30 million production team behind you to scare you. You can go back to the classics of,
your
like, just the thrillers and the psychological thrillers. Those are always the ones that terrify me the most, because it's always, like, like, the one thing that about the Blair Witch is that you never knew who it really was. Was it the Blair Witch or was it somebody else fucking with them? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Deliverance.
Yeah. And,
Goddamn.
You know, and another, like, even like, Paranormal Activity.
Goddamn Burt Reynolds.
You know, there's no face to the ghost, but it's just that of, you know, the unknown of, like, the unseeable type of, you know, thriller. You know, my dad, even my dad, like, he'll always say, like, The Exorcist it will always be the one movie that scares him to his core. But again, that goes back to his time period, and my father grew up
because it's real.
Well, yeah, and he grew up in a Catholic home, and I feel like if you're Catholic, The Exorcist kind of strikes a nerve for, you know.
No.
So
those are scary. I feel like it's a scary subject.
Yeah, it is. But yeah. So we were talking about that, and you know, Morgan brought up a good point that it doesn't take $30 million to scare somebody.
No.
You know. So
picks however much this costs.
Yeah, I mean, how much did their production cost? Probably maybe like what a thousand. Maybe they spent like $1,000 on that movie.
Yeah, I think it was something even. I want to say it was less, maybe more. But I think we're in the ballpark.
Yeah, but they ended up making like a couple mil off of it though. Like they went, you know. So I mean, they made their money on that movie.
Yeah, they did.
Never did anything ever again. It doesn't seem like.
I feel like you don't have to.
Yeah. To me, it just felt like a college film project. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like.
This is not really what I wanted to do in my life. But yeah. I'm gonna do this.
Like it just very much felt that way.
I want to say I made a movie once.
So, but yeah, so it's Halloween weekend, so we're just hanging out. I'm gonna go do some trick-or-treating tomorrow. Right, Bubba? We've got our special guest on today, Finn Schools.
He's teeter-tottering.
He's gonna be Woody for Halloween.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I dressed up like Winifred yesterday for work. Winifred Sanderson, if anyone knows who that is or doesn't know. Yeah, I posted a picture on my Twitter feed.
And on the Instagram.
But yeah, so I was just really shocked of how many of my coworkers did not know who I was. I had like a handful of people who are like, oh my God, you look so awesome, I love it. Like I had my one coworker was like, you should have told me you were doing Winifred, I would have done Sarah or Mary, and like, you know, we could have all coordinated, and I was like, well, I didn't think we talked like that, but okay, I'll get you next year. Yeah, exactly. And then I paid a lot more money for this costume than I wanted to, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be Winifred for the next couple of years, so hit me up next year.
Exactly.
We'll get it together. But yeah, I was really surprised about like how many of my coworkers, like, you know, it's funny because not a lot of people dressed up. There was like a handful of us that dressed up, and it's always funny, like, I don't know, like, I feel like, especially if you're in the medical field, like, you can relate that, like, we always, medical fields, they love spirit weeks, like, they love, especially with all the COVID shit and the pandemic,
I get to wear scrubs,
you know,
all the time.
Yeah, we don't get to participate in a lot of that stuff, so the medical field loves some spirit weeks, so it's been spirit week at work, and I haven't participated in any of the other days, but I did do Halloween costume yesterday.
This is it.
Mainly because I just didn't really like all the spirit days that they picked to me are just kind of like the sports day. I'm like, okay, I get that. All right, everyone on the sports day. I'm not a super sports person. I mean, I like Virginia Tech football, but that's about it for me. Maybe I'll watch a Giants game if they don't suck.
Yeah. Well, they're okay this year.
Yeah.
They're not terrible.
But, like, I don't have a lot of sports stuff anymore. I used to go to a lot of baseball games when I lived up north, but, you know, we used to go to Tides games, too. We haven't gone to a Tides game in a couple years.
The Rona, and we moved.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I just don't really have a lot of sports attire. And then they were doing, like, Disney Day. I mean, I guess I could have wore, like, a Hocus Pocus t-shirt, because that's technically Disney.
That's Disney.
But, and then they did, like, wear Red Day for the EVMS Giving Day or something. I don't know. I didn't participate in that. Then it was, like, Wacky Wednesday. I was just so discombobulated this week anyway.
Wacky Wednesday?
Like, only one person participated, and I think she wore socks over her dress pants or something silly like that. But yeah, so anyway.
Lucky Wednesday's always pretty
But fun. Friday, I brought it. Friday, I brought the heat. I won. John said, as soon as I came home, he's like, did you win? And I was like, win what? He's like, the contest. And I was like, well, there was no contest. He's like, you won. You won. I was like, I mean, if there was a contest, I won. Yes. Yeah. I totally won.
Because there's competitions in people's heads. contender.
But yeah, so I was just surprised how many of the girls that I work with were like, who are you? Like, you're so cute. I love your costume, but I don't know who you are. And I'm like, I'm Winifred from Hocus Pocus. And they're like, I think it's solid. Like, do you live under a rock? Like, go watch it. Like, it's... And so, you know, obviously I put that comment out on Twitter world, and the responses have been, like, either one or the other. The extremes of, the movie sucks, you'd want to watch it anyway, or, well, you know. How have you gone this far in life without watching Hocus Pocus? At least just once in your life. Some people like it and some people don't.
Yeah, exactly.
To me,
right.
It's just one of those movies for me. It's just nostalgia, and I've watched it so much that it's like a comfort movie to me almost. Like, I don't even have to watch it. It can just be on.
And you deserve it.
You know? And I think what, to me, it's like the fact that they filmed it in Salem, and I've been to Salem, so I've actually seen, some of the sets are real, like, you know, like, the school's real, you know, the town hall is real, Dennis and Danny's house is real, you know, a lot of that stuff was actually filmed on location in Salem, so I like that. You know what movie we have to watch? And this is probably another unpopular opinion, but I really liked Adam Sandler's Halloween movie last year. Yeah, like, I want to really go watch that again. Like, we'll probably put that on here this afternoon to watch.
I'm totally down, because that was
a good one, and that was filmed in Salem, too.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was another original idea.
Yeah. Like, it's fun. I love Halloween.
And I love how his mom always wears the inappropriate shirts.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
that's funny.
Halloween's always so fun, and it's going to be good weather here where we're at, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan's going to be on candy duty. We're going to take the little one trick-or-treat, and hopefully he'll be in good spirits by the time it's time to go walk around. We'll probably start early with him.
Yeah, whenever they put down the flags.
Yeah. But yeah, so normally Halloween traditions, like I got... Halloween pizzas for the boys for tomorrow, and we got spooky donuts for breakfasts this weekend, and I don't know, I'm gonna make pancakes tomorrow, Halloween pancakes, and so we do holidays big in our house, so it's gonna be a
especially
fun weekend.
Cool ones.
Yeah, especially cool ones. But yeah, so that's kind of like our recap of Halloween. I'm not going to take up too much time today because we got a lot of stuff to do. But yeah, if you guys have any, you know, Halloween traditions, please share them.
Share them.
I was going to put out like a little Twitter feed of like, what's everyone's Halloween? Does anyone have any Halloween traditions? And if you do, you know, what do you... I feel like Halloween... as much as I love Halloween, holidays for me are no longer about me, they're about the kids. So I just want to make sure that, like, they have good memories of, like, oh, Halloween, my mom always used to get these, like, cool Halloween donuts. Or Christmas, my mom used to make this special thing on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. Or, you know, I feel like holiday traditions are important. You know, our Thanksgiving holiday tradition is always frying a turkey. That's something that John and I have always done since we've moved in together and we had our first... Well, before we moved in together.
Yeah.
So we weren't... Because we didn't move in together until right before Christmas.
Yeah.
But we had Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
At my house before you moved in with... Mm-hmm. In there, but... And that was when you got the fryer. And that was the first time we ever fried a turkey. And you were so nervous.
Yeah.
You were, like, so nervous. Things. Like, John was, like, watching, like, all these YouTube videos for, like... A week straight, just like studying and perfecting the technique of
now do it barefoot, shirtless with a cigarette in my mouth, barehanded. Now I don't care. Now I'm just dipping it on in.
Not with a cigarette in your mouth.
Oh, I know that. Obviously, that was an exaggerated person that I just put it on, but no, it's yeah, that was because it was always scary because they're like, you're gonna catch your place on fire or whatever it is. I'm like, and then you're reading it and you're like.
But you always did it smart. You'd always move the cars out of the driveway, and you'd always do it in the middle of the driveway, away from the house.
Let the turkey thaw.
Yeah. So, but yes. But
it was delicious, and I'm glad this tradition remains.
Yeah, it has remained. We've fried a turkey almost every year since.
And the turkey will be remain fried as long as there's breath in my lungs. Because it's delicious.
It is delicious.
Something about a goddamn fried turkey.
But it's funny, though, like, how I was just thinking, too, like, how us as a society, especially us women, you know, we, like, play up Halloween. Like, Halloween starts in August for most of us. And by the time you get to Halloween, you're like, all right, I'm ready for Christmas. And, like, soon as the clock strikes midnight for November 1st, I have a handful of friends that, like, Halloween has literally been erased and Christmas has taken over. And it's like, you know, it's just as soon as the clock strikes midnight, it's no longer spooky season.
No longer.
It's holiday season, which is exciting.
That is exciting.
I'm going to decorate early this year.
Because
we're not hosting Thanksgiving, so it'll be good.
Maybe put
turkey
somewhere, so you're not saying we technically didn't skip it.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna skip it. It's not like we're not gonna celebrate Thanksgiving.
Just
we're just not having Thanksgiving
in
our
house.
Look, you know, one of the trees are up before Thanksgiving. I started slipping that in a couple of years ago.
I know.
But yeah, so we're excited for Halloween. It's gonna be a good one. The weather's gonna be nice. Yeah, see how cool as a cucumber. See, I'm just. Our little co-host today, Mr. Schools, Lil Schools. Are you excited for Halloween? You tell him? Say, I'm excited for Halloween. Say hi, everybody. Say hi. You say hi? He's like, but who's here? I don't know who we're talking to.
He's looking at the
board.
That's fine.
So, all right, well, I'm going to let everyone go. Go enjoy your holiday. This is a holiday.
Enjoy your Halloween weekend,
everybody. I hope everyone has a great Halloween. I hope the weather's great. I hope the kids are cooperative. I hope there's no meltdowns. I hope you get all the greatest candy ever. And none of that dumb shit. I don't want none of that dumb Halloween candy.
No.
We want the good shit, all right?
Exactly.
We want the big candy bars. You know,
we want
Reese's.
May all of your Halloween dreams.
May all of your
neighborhoods and
full-size candy bars. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Love you.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye.
Bye.